Tonight's shiur, Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tezvov. Sif Yud Beis, Minyan Chutei HaTzitzios B'Kol Kanof, the number of strings of tzitzis in each corner, Arba'o Kefulim, Shem Shmoina. You have four strings, but they double over, and you have eight once they double over. Vim Hoisif, if you have more than that, posel, it's no good. Yachtoch Roshi HaChutin HaArba'o V'Yit Chaveim, you should cut the ends of the four strings before you insert them through the hole. So when you put them through, when they double over, you have eight separate strings hanging down. It's four strings that double over. The Gemara teaches, Gedil Shanaim. The word Gedil refers to two. Gedilim is arba, and once you pluralize to gedilim, it's four, perish meaning. Ihaviksiv gedil, havimash mishtaim. If the Torah just said gedil, then it would be two. Then gedil v'pachas mishtaim, because gedil can't be less than two. Hashta dechsiv gedilim, but now the Torah says gedilim, arba mashma, that means four. Ubizman shahoy techeles, hoya ois nishnaim techeles, vishnaim ilovan. When you had techeles, there were two blue strings and two white. For idna havid lavan b'mekom techeles. Today we have white instead of techeles. For oisin arba aruchim yishalavan. So we have four long white strings. That which the Mishnah Berurah states as a fact that when you had techeles was two blue and two white is not universally accepted by everyone. There are different shitas about how they mixed the blue and the white. This is one view that it was half blue and half white. Sifkad nuntes. So once the four strings go through the hole of the tzitzis, now you have eight. Once you put it through the garment and double it, you have eight. Because it says the word pesil, which is like a pesila, which is doubled. A pesila usually refers to some kind of wick where you twist two together. Here we're referring to the number of strings that are hanging down, but it's understood that it's doubled. Se'if katan samach, pasul. If you have more than eight, then you have a problem. Then it's pasul. Why? Mishum tekarfa b'al tois. If you have too many, the Torah says, don't do more. V'hagor b'beirov hiskim l'halocha l'shita sa'itur. However, the Vilna Gaon in his commentary agrees that the din is like the itur. Hamuvo b'beis Yosef, kord b'beis Yosef, she'sor v'de'em b'ze mishum b'al tois. There is no b'al tois to add an additional string. V'chi paslin b'gemara b'zem, the Gemara says it's possible davka b'shahosef min acher l'hachutim. That's only if you add a different type of material to the strings. Kagon, for instance, chute canvas al semer gafen. If to the wool strings of tzitzis you add a string of hemp or a string of cotton, that's baltesef. Aba oisa hamin machsharin and afil chatchil hasif kamashar oisa. But if it's the same type, if it's another wool string, you can add as many as you want. It's kind of like saying, the Torah says to have hadasim for your lulav. We do three. You could do 12. You could do 72. We don't say it's bal toisif by adding extra hadasim. It is bal toisif if you decide to add a rose to your lulav bundle. You can't add a new species to it. But within the species, you want to be moisif more than one. We don't say it's bal toisif. So too, the Gaon has that mahalach. Someone once came to me. They showed in the tzitzis they found five strings made into ten in one of the corners. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that's bal toisif, but the Gaon held that's not bal toisif. The Gaon held that wouldn't be bal toisif because as long as it's the same wool, that's not bal toisif. That's the sheet of bal yitur.
Everyone else holds
nasser,
right?
The Mechaber says im hoisif pasul. Mechaber says pasul.
And on top of that, they bedaf could make the stitching next to the holes out of cotton. No,
that's correct. That's correct. If you look in the Malbim Zatzachayim, he brings many Rishonim who hold this way. So he concludes, if you made it with the extra string and you can't repair it, you can wear them. But since you can, you should repair them. So basically, it's like an Erev Shabbos and you have five wool strings in your corner into ten. And there's no time to change it before Shabbos. So he says, you can wear it. Our Malbim concludes, you can wear it on Shabbos like that. And as soon as Shabbos is over, you should take care of it. Let's say you have less than the four strings that fold into eight. That everyone agrees is no good. The Beis Yosef writes. you should cut the strings before you put them through the hole, so you only have, so you have four strings going through, not one long string, and then you cut it afterwards. L'chadchila, you cut the string of tzitzis into four pieces before it goes through the hole of the corner. And it's proper to cut it with your teeth and not with a knife. This is something that we had mentioned earlier on, that there are those who, if the tzitzis were too long, you could cut it shorter. There are those who hold, you don't cut with a knife. And he says the husband aside, Machzor Shekel brings, like a mizbeach, losanef aleihem barzel. You don't put iron on the mizbeach. So to the tzitzis, you shouldn't cut with a knife or something metal. You can use your teeth, or perhaps you could singe it with a flame and burn it to separate, but not to use a metal tool
so,
to cut it.
So plastic knife or plastic scissors?
Plastic, or perhaps go the other way, let's say a stone, ceramic. So that probably would be okay according to this. See if you gimel. You should make sure to cut the ends of the strings, that there should be eight prior to twisting around. Because if you began to wind around the other strings, one section or one joint, perish. Hachelik me'atzis shemein kesh the kesher. The chulia refers to the sections of the tzitzis between the knots. The kasher filu kesher echad. You tied even one knot. The achachatach, and then you cut it. Don't fold your tzitzis on itself, one string, and then slip the multiple bundle through four on a side. And then you cut it. Pasul mishum tassel and osi. That's no good. The tassel and osi. Shaveh psil osam. You made it in a way that's possible. Sikan samak gimel. Yizor hair. Be careful. It's a lomra. Shem aver velo chotcham koidim hatchive. If you didn't cut the tzitzis before you put it through the hole, akaponam yizor ata kamakricha, then make sure before you start winding around that you cut them. Vayim v'tazak and taz. Sikan samak gimel. Chuyah echad. If you even made one joint, one section, afilu shel shalosh krichos, and all you did was three windings around that section, sifkan sachdal v'kashav chon, then you made the knot, so now it's tasvun osri. What's that mean to say? Imasu chulya v'gam kashav achra hachulya, if you made the joint with the winding around and tied a knot afterwards, afilu v'kashav echad, just one tying, yatsi dechavos midraisim, in a Torah, that's the mitzvah. Even if you skip the first knot, which we put on the beged itself. So it only has one knot after the chulya. The imkein havi tasman osri. Now it's tasman osri. Essentially, it's describing what's the minimum for the Torah. The minimum for the Torah is one kesher and the chulya. So usually we put a knot right away and start the chulya. The problem is, if you don't knot a second knot, the chulya comes out. So he's describing start the chulya and then make a knot. So, in any event, that's diraisa. Avam lo asa ha-kesher sha'achar chulya, but he never made a knot at all. There's no kesher after the joint. Av sha asa ha-kesher rishon sha'kol mechon, but you did make a knot before you started wrapping around like we do. Lo nigmer dayna siya tzitzis, that's not called tzitzis yet. To blow ha-kesher ha-chulya enu miskayim klav ein kan gadil, because without the knot beneath the chulya, without, under the windings, it can't last, and there's no gadil. So you can cut the strings at that point. It's not tasman osri. So the basic point he's making is diraisa, the way we do our tzitzis, you already have the kosher tzitzis min haTorah once you get that second knot. The first knot up on the beg is not enough. You have to do the chulya. You wrap around at least three times. And you need another knot to hold that in place. Once I have the second knot to hold that in place, that's a kosher tzitzis min diraisa. You did that, it's tasman osri now, because you didn't pre-cut them. If I didn't make that second knot yet under the chulya, then you can still cut them at that point, and you don't have to undo anything. The Yesh Machmir, now others are strict, L'chadchila nochem l'chosh tevehim, I want you L'chadchila be concerned with their opinion, and even that's Tassam Nasi. V'dan, you should know, the Mashakos of Kesher Echad, when we say one knot, but Salome Mechamisha Keshom Shugim Lassos, that's one of the five that we make. But that one knot is a, what we call double knot. Come on, as we're about to say. If not, let me catch. It's not called a kesh. It doesn't last. If you just fold the strings over each other once, that's not called a kesher yet, because it's not going to hold. That'll come right out. The case was when you tied twice, so now it's going to be tight. At that point, you've already fulfilled the mitzvah. And if it wasn't kosher yet, because you didn't cut the strings, it's tasel and osu. One of the things that I tell people, based on this halacha, is that for a little kid, they give tzitzis 3, 4, 5 year olds, and it's always unraveling. And they're always calling, oh, fix this. I'm not going to bother fixing it. I tell mothers, if your child's tzitzis has the first section intact, the knot, the wrapping and the knot, it's kosher tzitzis. It's 100% kosher tzitzis. You don't have to worry about the next section. Eventually, it'll unravel too. But the first section, the lowest level unravels all the time. And then the one above it, half the time, it's people in chap, it's 100% kosher. The tzitzis are 100% kosher. Midyaraisa anyway. Midyaraisa is still kosher. Se'if Yudal. So Sif Yudal talks about exactly how to make tzitzis. Sif Yudal. Yikach abba chutin mitzad zeh, v'abba mitzad zeh. You put the four strings through the hole. So you have four on either side. Take them from either side, v'yikshu shnei pom zel gav zeh, and tie them over each other twice. That knot should be up on the garment. As we talked the other night, it should be up on the garment. You should tie them up on the garment, and you should try not to fold the tile. The tile shouldn't bunch. V'achakach, once I've established that first knot, yichru chut ha'oruch saviv hashiva kitzas krichos, take the longer string, what we call the shamish, and wrap it around the other seven, a few windings. Doesn't give us a number, a few windings. V'kosh ha'shnei pa'am zal gavzeh, and then tie it again a double knot. V'chos v'kosh, you again wind around, and you tie the knots. And you do this until you've done 5 double knots with 4 spaces between them, and the space between them has the winding around. And again, those winding around sections are called chulios. So you have 5 knots and 4 chulios between the knots.
Total of 5, including the one that's up against.
Correct. Total of 5 double knots. And the chulius in between. Ein shi'ur lakrichus. Now, how many times you wind around, there really is no maximum. But we want that the distance from the first knot to the fifth should take up 4 gudolim, 4 etzbos, and the anaf, the hanging part, should be 8, because in total we want it to be 12. The im herach atzitzis, there are more adds if the tzitzis are longer. Yirish eshlisho, so yiyah gadilu shnei chalokim anaf. You should try to make it 1/3 gadil, 2 chalokim anaf. It should be a ratio of 1/3, 2/3. As far as the exact number that's coming up, let's stop here for a moment and see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkal samachay, the krichos. The Mechaber says that there is no shear for the krichos. So it's something to say, leminina krichos, the number of times you wind around, there is no shear. You don't have to have 4 spaces with 5 knots. That is the mitzvah menemuvcha. The 5 knots is a hint and an allusion to remember the 5 books of the Torah. And the fact that we double the knots, so that's 10 knots, if you will. That's the 10 spheres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gives reasons for the chulios. So these are ramozim and menhagim. The main point is that altogether the ksharim and the kriches, the part that's tied up and the chulios should be 4 gudolim and the rest 8. When we said in Sifyud Gimel that if you made 1 chulia and tied the knot, now it's tassel and asui, Avar is sure to explain the root of it. The Torah teaches us gedil, and our chazal understand what is gedil. Haynu sheyeh muchuch, that it should be wind, 1 string winding around the others. Like it says, gedilim tasaloch. V'gam yeh b'chutim nifrodim, and in addition, there should be strings that are not wound around, because if tzitzis, come over tzitzis roshi, like the hair on my head. Ach menatara ein shir le'oruch hagedil, but the Torah doesn't specify how long the part should be that's wound. El afilam lo karach rak shalosh. If you make 3 windings, you make a knot above it. That's a halacha mosh v'sinai. That's called a gedil. You've done the mitzvah in the Torah. This is like the minimum, it's 3 windings. 3 windings around, tie the knot, the double knot, and min haTorah you're done. That explains the Shulchan Aruch Sham in the halacha of Tasman also. And you can rely on this. If it's late Friday afternoon, you don't have no time to make your tzitzis on your beged properly. So you can make mamish just one chulia before Shabbos on each corner, three times around, tie the double knots, you do it four times, you can wear it on Shabbos, you can make a brach on it. The best thing is to make two knots, one before the chulia, one after the chulia. Because some poskim hold that the first knot is the deraisa, not the one below the chulia. The kolz be deraisa. Now this is the only minatayr. Al midrabanan. You want to make sure you have more than one chulia. You want to have a third taken up with these windings and knots, and two thirds just hanging. Since the length of the string is 12 gudolim, so four of them should be the wound up part. And you're left with eight that just hang. Shekach hu noy hatzitzis. That's how the tzitzis are beautiful. So if it's Erev Shabbos and it's getting late, so you mamash just get one section done. Tzorech lahashem take of achas Shabbos. Right after Shabbos, finish it off. If not, to over al devi chacham, you violate the chacham's words. There are people who are nichshol and they don't take care of it. But again, I feel for katanim, little children, I'm not nervous about it. They're just being mechanech them. I don't think it's an issue. You also have it seems like a hint from Mishneh Berurah that he's telling you fix it right after Shabbos. It's mashma even Matzei Shabbos. The Michas Chinuch that says you shouldn't make tzitzis at night. Most postmen disagree la halacha. There's no problem making tzitzis at night. It sounds like from this also a little bit that you create the tzitzis at night. Sivkaton Samich Zayin. We want the area that's wound and knotted to be four gudolim. Hanachat chila. That's a chat chila. The fact is, even if it's not one third, two thirds, but it's even more than half of windings, it's okay. Because the mice, you have a part hanging down independent. But if the entire length of string is windings and knots and windings and knots, and there's nothing hanging down, so that's not good. So four gudolim should be for the area that's wound and knotted. Imakshram that includes the knots. But Yemehem the Kosev, the Sefer Yemehem the Rice, Shiyu, Ben Kesh, Le Kesh, Kamoa Gudol, we'd prefer that between each knot should be the space of one agudol. So that's like 2 to 2.4 centimeters. Kosev Arash, Shiyu, Kolachulius, Bishav, the Rosh says even more. Each section should be the same distance. Shezen Noi Tzitzis, that's the Noi for the Tzitzis. Vim Kain, if so, Bavir Harishon, in the first spacing, you have to distance the windings. Subsequently, you get closer and closer because we're going to put 7 in the first and 13 in the last, and we're saying the spacing in between should be the exact same. He's about to tell us in a minute. But he's just saying that, they're saying that the spacing, he's not telling how much. He's just saying, you're going to see they're not the same number of krichas. The spacing should be the same. Sifkon Samach Tes. Two thirds just hanging. I am bearing Marshal al Smag. Look in the Marshal's comments in the Smag. Again, this is not ma'akiv. If it's not exactly two thirds, sometimes if it's thick strings, it may not actually be two thirds. It may end up being a little less than that. It's 100% kosher. It's not ma'akiv. The Mechaber continues. V'no hagin. Arminig is lichuch ba'avir rishon sheva krichos. The first spacing between the two knots is 7 windings. U'besheni teisha. And the second we do 9. And then in the third we do 11, and then we do 13 in the last section. So if you add them up, 7 and 9 is 16, and 11 and 13 is 40. Kiminyan, that's the gematria of Hashem Echad, she'olim shloshim v'seish, which is 39, v'im Hashem harim arba'im, and with the shame it's 40. The minig is to put at the end of each string a little knot, so that it shouldn't get unraveled. We mentioned this before, that really the Mishnah says it's better not to do that if you don't have to, but if it does begin to unravel, then you put a knot at the end to keep it from unraveling further. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Ayin. We start off with 7, no problems. Second one, 9. Red flag. Sifkatan Ayin, Vesheni Teisha, Ubekavanas Kasuv. In the Sefer Kavanos is written, B'sheni Shmoina. We do 8 in the second section. That is the agreement of the Achronim. The Shiva Ushman Hushem Shel Yud Kei. The first section is 7, the second is 8, together is 15, that's the Shem Yud Hei. Then you add 11. So now you add together 15 and 11, you get 26, that's the Shem Havaya. Va'achach, 13, then 13, Gematria Echad, that's Gematria Echad. V'zehu, Hashem Echad, that's Hashem Echad. And since we have all these references to Hashem, Hashem in the windings, the Sefer brings on the side, that's why people have been meaning not to talk when they're winding the tzitzis. While they're winding the tzitzis, they don't only mafsik b'dibur, you're in the middle of saying the Shem Hashem, but you're oisik in the Shem Hashem, you don't interrupt. Ubat tzitzis shalom shloime molchoi, hayabavir rishon yud kvichos. In the tzitzis of Shalom Molcho, the first section had 10 windings, va'ach hamesh, the second section had 5, v'chulu, that means the next section had of 6, and the last section had 5, k'shem havaya. He did it literally k'shem havaya. There's more about the windings and the Lavush and the Rabbah. So all kinds of Ramozim and different Menhagim. And if you see the people with the Tcheles and the Tzitzis, they don't have it the way we do it. Their Chulius are different than our Chulius. Sifkan Ayin Aleph. Besof Kol Chut. Tie a knot at the end of each string to make sure it doesn't unravel. Ayin Le'el Sifkan Yuches Masher Kasati. Shom, look back what I wrote in Sifkan Yuches, where he wrote, we don't do that if it's tight. One of it begins to unravel. The string should be average, not too thick, not too thin. That is a kevayu. Sif desvav. Yesh oimim. Some say you should be careful. The tzitzis should be hanging to the length of the talis. The be'inin sheteino tefes ala kim, wanted to rest along the corner. Perish talu al keren, hanging on the keren. If it was on the width of the talus, if it wouldn't hang on the corner, it would hang off the corner. It's just going straight to the ground. Some say not to put any material around the hole where the talus has its hole for the tzitzis. Some say it's fine. That's our minig. We put another piece of material. We double the thickness of the material by the corners. The tzitzis should be hanged on the length of the talus. So what is the oirech? We mentioned this before. If you take a talus and you hold it out with your arms, the part that's going across the width of your body is the oirech, and the height is the roichav. The height of your body is the roichav, and the width you wrap yourself up in is the oirech. So he wants it to be on the oirech, because if it's on the roichev, that means it's just hanging straight down. It's not hanging on the corner, it's hanging off the corner. Sifkan ayin gimel, the be'ina v'chulu, hainu be'im b'shas t'chil achach. We want you to put the tzitzis, tie the knots, when you put it on the first time and afterwards. Im nishmetu l'tzad mat, and if it slips down, gravity works, yachzim, put them back. Because of the chatchila, this is not the chatchila. Abadiyavid enke peyv zed, abadiyavid, it's not a difference. Ach, make sure your tzitzis don't end up on the angle, al ken zavis, on the corner. That's the minig of the karoim. We don't want to do that, which is very unlikely for that to happen.
Unless it gets folded.
What?
Unless it gets folded.
Right. So you don't want it to be on an angle. If they hang, put them back in its place. Sifkan ayin dal shum beged. There's another minig. The mechaber says yesh oimim not to put any other beged by the hole. The beinon she had tzitzis munach al hakanef v'lo al davish munach al hakanef. We want the tzitzis on the corner. We don't want the tzitzis on something else which is on the corner. We don't want like a chatzitza. Sifkan ayin hev yesh matir. Others say it's fine. Ki ain oisin kin el lachazik a beged shayikara. We do it to strengthen the garment that it shouldn't tear. So that second piece of material is bottled to the beged, part of the beged. Even if it made leather corners of imutter, support the wall. The poskim agree to that. To like a lining to the wall, the halacha, that's fine, because we don't say it's a chatzitza between the tzitzis and the beged. It's starkling the beged.